Hey everybody, welcome back to Word Balloon. It's John Suntris with a few show notes before we get started. As always, thank you very much for listening to the commercials. I know they can be frustrating, but it helps pay the bills here at Word Balloon. Thank you greatly for doing that. It's a big way of supporting the show by just listening and being patient through a couple ads. And sometimes they repeat those ads. I have no control over that. That's from my network Spreaker, and I appreciate the fact that they've been giving me these ads to run. Also, new Word Balloon videos up, if you didn't see them already. Two panels from C2E2, and then unfortunately, a discussion about the coronavirus and its impact on Comic-Cons with Ithacon organizer Ed Cato. So check those out. Go to the Word Balloon channel right there on YouTube, and you'll be able to see them. Questions or comments about the show, john@wordballoon.com. You can email me there. As always, we got one more spot, and then we will get into the show. I thank you for your patience and your attention. Thank you greatly. All right. It's time once again for another Star Trek Picard review. We're at episode 9, the penultimate. I hate that word. Ever since that word has reached the zeitgeist, I'm like, it just means next to last.
Yep.
It's not that impressive, but I guess, you know, all right, only one left. But it's me and Franco, and joining us for our usual shaking our fists at the sky is the owner of Terrificon, everybody. And I'm going to let you name your podcast, Mitch, because I don't want to say it wrong. Power Cosmic?
Various ones I'm on. The IndieCast for the last, 13 years now. That's the Indiana Jones podcast. We were looking forward to talking about Indiana Jones 5, but I don't know about that now. And then it's me and Jerry Ordway every week or every 2 weeks talking comics, TV, movies, and more on the Power Cosmic podcast.
There you go. Mitch Halleck, everybody, of Terrificon.
Yay.
Welcome, Mitch. Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I know we've been texting each other about Picard every week.
5 in the morning, my wife wants to know who I'm having an affair with.
It's John from State Farm.
Exactly.
What are you wearing, John?
Isn't that great how they diversified that same commercial and just slipped it to a new guy. And it's khakis. It's like, hey, it's a black guy.
Yeah. I caught that. Crazy.
Too funny. Obviously, Mitch, you can comment about the all 9 episodes if you want in general. And I have more questions from episode 8 that occurred to me as I was watching 9. So, like, can I start and ask a dumb? Well, because partially it happens in the teaser. So they come out of the wormhole. They're at Soji's planet.
Yeah.
You know, Narek is following them. He opens fire, and then Soji's synth planet has those those orchids that fire those energy beams and kills
them. The Venus flytraps. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And also the Borg cube, which seems to be up and running and stuff. Suddenly appears and is part of the scene there, planet side, and all three ships crash on the planet. Borg cube, weren't there Federation people besides Soji on that thing?
Yeah, they all died.
Okay,
did they leave?
I mean,
when they sucked them out into space, right?
That's possible, but like, all I saw were Borgs being sucked out of the air when I always call her Rizzo, Secret Romulan. Narek's sister. So I'm very confused by that. No explanation.
And there should have been other Romulans on there as well, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, because they were watching over everybody. They had all those security things.
And some of the X-Borgs survived.
Unless Legolas killed them all.
No.
I thought
it was dead in space when 7 of 9 deactivated herself from the cube. I thought it just kind of stopped working right then, but.
Well, I guess she was kicking a couple of Romulan bodies down when she appeared. So maybe the Borg took care of them all.
Yeah, or the ex-Borg. I don't know. I'm still very confused by all that. And then I got other big questions, but we can wait and get more into the thing. So, of course. Oh, it was weird. So Picard, when they crash, all of a sudden he kind of goes unconscious for a second. And he says, thank you for coming, everyone. And I wondered if he was possessed by either the planet for the second or from the Borg cube. Yeah. And it was a Locutus moment. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I picked up on that too. I wasn't sure what that was. Yeah, or that is it his condition?
Right. Or just, or even just knowing that he, whatever. He was just kind of losing consciousness and just said something random before he passed out. Kind of like I do when it's the end of San Diego Comic-Con and we're all in a room and I suddenly fall asleep in front of you, you and Artie, Francis. one of those things.
Yeah.
So, and then I guess, we were introduced to the synth population. A lot of cute synths out there, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, they're lookers, right? Yeah.
If you're going to make an artificial life form, why not go for a swimsuit model? Huh?
Exactly. Way to go, Bruce Maddox, I guess.
Yeah, right.
And the introduction of Noonien Soon's biological son.
Yep. Yeah, right? Yeah, he showed up, I'm like, that's not Data.
Yeah, that's a good way to have a doughy Brent Spiner who can look his age and not have to worry about tinting his face yellow and put the wig back on.
He looked like that actor Jonathan Pryce.
Yeah.
He did. At first I was like, why does he look like that guy?
He's the new Pope. The new Pope suddenly interfered in Picard. It's kind of like in Blazing Saddles when they're doing the musical and the Western suddenly crashes through the sets. I work for Mel Brooks. but all right, I'm okay with Noonien Soon's son being behind the synth planet, and that's why Bruce Maddox was going there. I still don't understand why Soji was being sent to the Borg cube. Any thoughts?
What was so hard about getting to that place? Because they did it before, but we just jumped 25 light years in 15 minutes, and they made it sound like it was such an epic thing. But how did Dr. Sun's son get, or maybe he was born?
Or Bruce, or Maddox.
Yeah, I mean, they seemed to, they just hop the bus and get there? I mean, didn't seem like
you're talking trick. About how did they get there in the first place?
Yeah.
Well, they kind of came and went. I mean, Maddox went to the Earth. He was working at the Daystrom Instro.
Well, they used the space subway tunnel.
I guess. Yeah,
sure. Yeah. No, but, as I understood it, Maddox didn't go there until after the Mars Uprising, whenever he left.
Yeah.
I mean, Agonis wasn't very clear in terms of exactly when he left and everything. And, and also, by the way, I like how, Agnes was all ready to turn herself into Deep Space 12. But again, everybody forgives her for killing Bruce Maddox.
Yeah, it was cute. She did it in a cute way. So,
okay. Yeah.
We can't stay mad at you, Agnes. You're too adorable.
What happened to the fleet that Admiral FU was sending? Where's that going?
The fleet, they were going to meet him at Deep Space 12.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're just
But then I tried to communicate with them from Bruce Maddox's.
That's right.
Place, but I couldn't get through. Apparently, or no response. I bet he did get through, but it's Admiral FU, and she's like, "I don't have time to answer his BS." It's Picard again. Here's another quick question. All right, I get that Admiral FU has had it.
Christine. I love all the names we have for them. I love it. Go ahead.
Absolutely, you got to. She's pissed off at him all the time. Wouldn't Janeway at least get name-checked in terms of, I couldn't get a hold of Admiral Janeway. She'd understand what's going on. Maybe it's very conspicuously absent to me that, they don't even at least say, oh, Admiral Janeway's on leave or dead.
They couldn't do that because they didn't negotiate a contract with her.
Yeah.
Well, but again, you can name-check the character. They didn't negotiate with LeVar Burton or Michael Dorn, and they name-checked Worf and Geordi.
Wow.
Alfred did that.
They got a royalty.
Did you guys see on Kimmel? I know we talked about it on the IAP podcast, but I'm asking Mitch as well. On Kimmel, they had Pete Buttigieg, I guess, substitute hosted. And this is before the virus really broke through. And Buttigieg and Patrick Stewart did a game show segment with LeVar Burton as the MC. And it was who knew more about Star Trek trivia, Patrick Stewart or Pete Buttigieg. It was very funny.
I'm betting Stewart didn't know much at all, did he?
Actually, he won.
Did he really?
It was a tight game. They actually kept it pretty close. And Patrick Stewart won. He edged him out.
Wow. Were the questions really tough?
No, I'd say they were reasonable, but like reasonable for if you haven't done it in a long time. And that was my expectation as well, because I mean, you know the cast. I mean, when they make something 10 hours a day, it's like, so do you know the episodes? No, I did the episodes. Yeah. And I'm glad that I don't have to do them anymore, frankly. You know, 7 years, man. So, but back to the story. So, I don't know. Like, I mean, they set up a lot of stuff, but I was trying to watch, rewatch it. I fell asleep, I'll be honest, on my second rewatch. I guess I didn't try hard enough for, and also knowing that it's part one. So I'm like, all right, I'll definitely watch it again. And then watch it all as one piece because it's a two-parter. But yeah, I mean, we kind of get some background that it's I guess I'm confused. Did the old one set up this world and Soon went to work there?
That's what I thought.
Yeah. All right. And also Soon is like, I'm really more the body guy. Bruce is more the brain guy and everything working here.
Right.
Wait a minute. Didn't Dr. Soon have like a wife that was on the show once?
Yes. And she turned out to be a positronic android as well. Yeah. Right.
Her name wasn't Agnes, was it?
Her name was not Agnes.
Okay. No, but I'm thinking, okay, so who's the mother of this guy? Unless he
could be that woman. Could be.
Okay. Maybe the real version of her.
Right. And she died. The real one died, but then he built the positronic one and she didn't know that she was an android.
Okay.
So Data let her believe that she was still Soon's wife.
And he made Soon's
girlfriend.
He made Data to look like his son. That's just the way they explain why Brent Spiner looks so much like Data.
Well, and also they in old sequences, younger Soon always looked like Data as well.
Yeah. So you know what really ruined it? The opening credits where they announce what guest stars are on the episode. And you see Brent Spiner's name pop up. I'm like, well, Data's going to be on it somehow.
Well, I don't watch those.
See, I watch the opening credits.
Oh, me too. Oh. Me too. And yeah, I was expecting either a Data dream sequence or a version of Data being on the planet. But that's why I'm like, okay, that's cool. Yeah. That it's Soon's son. That's close enough.
And what's the captain's name? I can never remember. With the
Crystal Balls.
Crystal Balls, yeah.
Crystal Balls Rios, yes.
Notice that little one scene he tells Agnes to buckle up. He's like, you know, he's very concerned about her well-being right now, so.
Well, because they were intimate.
They played with a soccer ball.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is. It is soccer balls. I think they went into his bedroom and then they played more with his soccer balls.
Crystal-filled soccer balls.
So exactly. He's got crystal balls for her.
Yep.
And it did seem a little soap opery, though. I'll give you that. This episode,
totally
melodrama. They're like, "Oh no, I'm dying." I'm like, "Oh, here we go, here we go."
Well, and I'm, you know, eventually it had to come out, and that's fine. And it's okay that he reveals to the cast, the crew, that he's dying. But it reminded me of Discovery's last big moment in season two before the big battle. Where, all right, dear mom, I'm going away for a very long time. I know that nobody on that's actually watching this knows who you are, but we're going to chew up 30 seconds of me saying
better
to you.
Well, when she said they found a metal thing in his head or something, I can't remember what it was. I was like, oh boy, is it going to be a Borg thing? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that. Okay.
When she was using the tricorder, she stops and she goes, oh, it must be malfunctioning because it picked up something. I'm like, oh, he's going to have a Borg implant inside his skull. It's been there all this time.
I thought it was just that clearly it said that he's failing, that he's dying.
Yeah. And
she's like, oh, it must be old. I didn't think that it was a specific Borg implant or anything.
Well, that's how he's going to be saved, is they're going to they're gonna go on to him becoming Locutus or something.
Right? That I expect in part two that he becomes Locutus in some fashion. He has to. Because, in fact, and this is more from the teaser.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Commodore O and the Romulan fleet are coming. Romulan fleet. Riddle me this, Batman. How if the Romulan Star Empire is on the brink of collapse because of...
They got enough money to fund a fleet.
Yeah, and how come they're not using that fleet to maybe repopulate and, like, pick up the people on the Jerkwater planet that Picard got Eleanor from and everything?
Bad writing.
Thank you. Excellent. Mitch has been listening. That is absolutely the answer. Bad writing.
That's the answer. Thanks. You win a new car. Yeah.
I was Dan Slott was on Word Balloon last night. I actually put out the episode as we're recording this. It's already out today. And he's behind. He's only seen the two seasons of Discovery. And I'm like, come on, Dan, bad writing. And he's like, no, well, I would. Yeah. I'm like, bad writing. And I respect the hell out of Dan as a writer. And I'm like, come on, man. How do you can't just like, well, and I'm like, but he does. He's shrugging it off. And I'm like, okay.
I was waiting for that Borg cube, this thing that big slamming into that planet. Shouldn't that have like wiped out a lot of stuff? But that's just me. Maybe they slowed
apparently,
it down with the flowers.
Well, no, come on. That thing's like taken from all their ships and put together. So it's basically like a big Lego set. Yeah. You ever drop one of those things?
Yeah,
they just shatter.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no impact to the planet whatsoever.
Well, I mean, they just walked off without a scratch.
And they said they got like 15 more of those Orchid weapons.
Yeah.
But I don't know how big this armada is that's coming. But again, it seems to be...
Rafi said it three times. It's
200-something
yeah. ships. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. Right. Okay. So doesn't that kind of prove that the Federation was right to distrust the Romulans and be like, yeah, we're not going to really help them that much?
Yes.
Why, because they had a secret fleet?
Yeah. Or that they spent 14 years building this fleet rather than helping their people.
The J.J. Abrams Star Trek was on the other day, and whenever I see that massive mining ship that the Romulans had that they were using, I go,
Nero
built something that big, which is gigantic, you know, size of a Borg cube. They must be able to build something.
Oh, I'm sure they could. But again, do they have the resources? I mean, that's the thing. Like, you know, it was the whole.
They're getting paid, aren't they? I mean, all those soldiers are going to work. They're getting a paycheck.
Getting paid Latinum every day.
They don't get paid. Money has no purpose in the 24th century.
Well, it depends on, you know, I mean, that I believe that to be true in the Federation. But and that was one of the things that I argued with Dan over and everything. But
yeah, when they went to that planet and did that. Hello, I am French, and I need to do that. They were talking about money all over the place.
Oh, sure. Well, and again, like the Ferengi are, you know, I can see trade with non-Federation worlds that you need some sort of currency to make shit happen. Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know, why are they, you know, they're so beaten down losing Romulus. Yeah. And that they need humanitarian help from humans and everything. Yet they've got this gigantic armada heading for the Sense planet. I know they had 14 years to build it. And also, again, are the Jat Vash, are they secret? Or because when Hazel, Romulan.
So. Everybody knows about them.
Yeah,
Romulan Hazel's like, well, I heard rumors from my mother about that. These are all our nicknames, Mitch.
No, I know. I listen. I've got time.
I know. I'm sorry.
Plenty of time.
But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Again, bad writing. It's funny. Mitch and I were talking, Francis, about this either on the phone or on text about how, well, clearly, like, the writers aren't talking to each other.
No, I told you that. You said, I can't believe that.
I don't believe that.
Yeah,
I don't believe that. You can't run a writer's room like that. What I could see is maybe
written before the coronavirus, right? So they were in a writer's room probably.
Oh, no, I just think they're like, okay, you take the part where they're aboard the ship. You write that stuff. I'll take the part where on the planet. I'll write that stuff. And I'll write the backstory Soji. And then they all like a big dry market board. And then they all try to put it all together at the end, like a big.
Yeah. Soup. Of course they do. Oh, no. I realize that. That is how shows are written, of course. But there is usually a conference of, all right, let's go over the script and let's read it.
Usually they have a Bible, too, that's written beforehand.
Well, and also the heavy rumors that Chabon had to come in and rewrite a bunch of stuff. They all say that Riker Troy episode, episode 7, was really shoehorned in.
Oh, yeah.
To kind of help the show, and it clearly like does stand out in a very sore thumb sort of way of, okay, we're on this mad dash and we're really escaping, but let's take a moment.
Oh, by the way, are you going through this in chronological order? Or can you jump around?
Jump around, whatever you want.
Okay, did you see when she did the mind melt? the Android.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up because, again, I didn't write good notes, so by all means.
Okay, no, but I'm watching. I go, okay, I don't understand how the Android could do a mind meld because whatever. I'm not getting
totally
it. Totally
agree.
That one I'm kind of okay with. If we take it point by point, because if you think about Soji and Dosh being activated and being able to do all this crap, they didn't know they were synths. But then when they, you know, when they were activated, they could do all this incredible stuff. I could kind of see them being on this planet and her learning that. But it seems like she has some weird ulterior motive.
I always thought that was like a Vulcan mutant power. You know, like only they could do it. Like they're mutants.
Yeah, it's in their DNA, and that it's as much learning it as genetics is involved. I kind of am with Mitch on that.
So she's doing the mind meld, and then she sees what the people. You know, I loved when the woman took the rock and smashed her head when she saw the revelation of the destroyer. I could watch that scene again and again. I don't know why it makes me laugh, but
tearing the other one tore her face apart.
Well, because you're a horrible person. That's why.
I know, but I'm just
like face it in the head. Lots of phasers to the head on this show.
I don't know, but I said, shouldn't she have just disintegrated instead of just getting a phaser to the head? Because
you're right about that. Again,
because Romulans don't have stun settings. Whatever. Maybe it was a blank. But so she shows her all that stuff, and then there was one. Oh, then they show how man evolves, the evolution of man or humans or whatever.
Right.
And they show the cells growing, and then you know that famous, was it Leonardo da Vinci?
Yeah, the Da Vinci sketch of man. Yeah,
was the face on that naked guy, was that Michael Chabon's face? Because it looked like him.
It's got the hair.
He's got some impressive junk on him, you know. But
no, that was the original Da Vinci. That's one of the things
that looked at. All right. Maybe Chabon modeled his look after that. But
can you make it look more like me? Yeah, Michael, no problem. Hold on a second.
Yeah, right. No one's gonna catch it except that weird kid in Connecticut who slowed it down. So she sees all that. Did she tell everybody else? By the way, this is what's going to happen. And no, Picard doesn't get. No one seemed that.
Nobody went crazy. Yeah, nobody went crazy.
Yeah, nobody went crazy. Apparently, the Romans got thin skin because when they see it, they're banging themselves in heads with rocks and shooting themselves, and they lose their whatever.
Did they show it to everybody else, or is she just? Because the mic doesn't work like that. She's not like a film projector.
Well, Agnes knew. Twice she had to go.
Yeah, but Agnes almost, you know, Agnes tried to kill herself or whatever.
Yeah, but apparently Agnes has this weird thing where her eyes are real close together, so she's affected like a normal human.
All right, so like there's only 1 hour left for my theory to hold true that Agnes is also a synth, but clearly
why? The second season has already been approved. It doesn't have to be done now.
Well, she wasn't made by. They're not going to be making anything right now, but she wasn't made by Dr. Maddox because she'd be hotter, that's for certain.
when Soon's son was talking to her and saying, well, you're a big part of it too, it could still be taken two ways, but I would think by now it would have been revealed that she's a synth as well.
So I don't think he thinks that she is one or knows that she is one.
It's interesting. Or not. Not really.
All I know is I liked episode 8 a lot better than this one. When you time check stuff? Like, how much longer does this have?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I did that twice during this episode. And I've been good with it. And I go, oh, my God, it's only 30 minutes in. There's another 40. Oh, geez. Okay, 25 more minutes, whatever. And then I did it again. I'm like, why am I rushing to get through this episode? It didn't hold my attention like last week. I was like, oh, is this almost over?
Yeah. I kind of felt that this was like a really like different episode.
Yeah.
Like, it was almost like a National Geographic.
Well, they're filming out in the
people and now the butterflies and look at this beautiful planet. Oh, and the lovely Venus flytrap. You know, all these and then it didn't do it for me.
And couldn't they take that butterfly out of that chick's eye before they just let her down? I'm like, geez.
It was a hummingbird,
It was
a hummingbird.
Oh, whatever it was. I was like, hey, man, take that out of her head.
Well, it was like a pin on her. That wasn't the butterfly that Soon
made. Oh, I thought he like took it and did something. He was playing with a ball of twine.
That sets up Romulan Spock for helping them out and being a good guy, because that evil Soji alien one.
Right. Yellow skin data like Soji,
She's doing something. Something's up there.
Well, sure.
But all I know is you could blast Data apart into pieces. And remember his head was talking once when it wasn't attached to his body?
I love that episode. Absolutely.
But shove a hummingbird through someone's eye, and I guess that's all they got. I'm like, really? Aren't they supposed to be really strong? Well, whatever.
I don't know.
I'm bringing too much backstory. I was going to make my son watch it since he never watched Star Trek.
Look at this.
And he'd be like, okay. Maybe if you don't have any knowledge of it, it's okay. But if you have any history or point of reference, you start asking questions, and that's what you're not supposed to do.
Okay. I like that during this lockdown, Mitch is torturing his family by making them watch.
Exactly. I put it on. I know. I put on the classic Star Trek, and Owen is in the room. I said, hey, we're going to watch this. This is called The Man Trap, and that's Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. He goes, I thought they're all fat. I said, no, that's when they got old. So we're watching it, and he goes, serious? This is the show? I'm like, yeah, isn't it great? And he goes, why are there circles on that guy's face? I go, because the salt vampire just sucked all the salt out of the guy. He's like, I'm out of here.
I remember being 5 years old and seeing that.
I was terrified of that.
Yeah, the salt monster was very scary to me.
They need a salt monster on this episode.
You know, it's funny. I remember as a little kid thinking that when the salt monster becomes the hot blonde.
Yeah.
That kills the young Ensign. I'm like, man, she's cute. And now I look and it's like, I think she was a waitress for me, like in, you know, Sheboygan or something.
Yeah, I noticed that too. She walks out there and she gives a little shake and looks over her shoulder. I was like, well, hey now. And then when they find him lying dead on the rock, I'm older. I'm like, did they get it on before she's got the salt out of him or whatever?
But yeah, we're not sure.
That's neither.
Yeah, how did she get the salt out of him? Exactly.
Did you notice the fashion on, we'll go back to Picard. Notice the fashion on this week's episode was trying to be 60s like with the flowing robes and the midriff.
Oh, that's interesting. Like, I didn't look at it.
Oh no, I picked up everything was very colorful.
It
was
very colorful. Sure. Yeah. Sure.
They have a nice little mansion in the Malibu Hills or whatever.
Oh yeah, exactly. Again,
every planet looks the same.
Looks like 20th century Earth. Absolutely, man.
I thought it was Tony Stark's mansion.
Not even 21st century Earth. What now?
I thought it was Tony Stark's mansion. I go, oh, isn't that from Iron Man?
Maybe.
They're repurposing sets. You have to save money.
Yeah.
I think they were. Honestly, I think this show is very cost conscious, especially all the money that they shit out for Discovery. So, and they're clearly saving it all for the big battle next week. So, because there was a little bit of ship to ship, you know, gunfire, obviously, in the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was a little disappointed that we didn't get more of it. What else? I was. It's funny before we went on the salt creature thing, I had something, but now I'm.
Do you notice that none of it's making sense and it's more obvious at the moment? So the big story now is they have to get all the androids off the planet and put them on Crystal Ball's ship.
Which I can't believe would fit everybody in.
Again, I didn't think so either. I'm like, where's he got a big cargo hold? That ship doesn't look that big.
Well, no, you just throw off some of the holograms. He got room for a whole bunch of people.
Okay.
Well,
where were the holograms when they were flying the ship into the atmosphere?
But before they said, we're not going to do that. We're going to stand here and fight or whatever their plan is. I have no idea at this point. But so if he loads them all on that ship, where are they going?
Right. Don't worry. I'll be your advocate.
Yeah,
I'll talk to the Federation.
So he's going to take them back to the Earth?
And I just, again, you know, the way they're writing this, and I guess I understand, but it's like Picard is so a lone voice in the wilderness. And even Dr. Soon's like, yap, 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 whatever. There's no way in hell the Federation is going to listen to this guy. And he's right. I mean, it's so, again, so damn nihilistic and everything. And also, I hate the fact that it became so hokey of, well, now there are prisoners and let's hold Picard and Agnes hostage or whatever. It's like, I mean, this is your act three of every hour long episodic show. So now all of a sudden you're going to get hokey and simplistic on us after, oh no, it's a 10-hour movie. There's a lot of, you know, real.
Did you like his speech?
Picard's
speech?
No, because again, it was sad because it would have been one of those great Shatner, Stewart moments of, all right, everyone's listening and stuff. And it's like, yeah, bullshit. I mean, and again, the attitude.
No, honestly, his delivery, I thought he sounded very tired.
Yeah.
For the first time, I caught it. That's appropriate. All nine episodes, I finally caught it. I go, wow, he just looks like an old guy today. It doesn't look He's not the guy that was jumping 20 feet in episode one when they were shooting with blasters or any of that. Today he was like, I got to take a nap. I'm a little,
dude, man, a little winded. 10 episodes takes it out of you, especially when you're jumping 20 feet in the air in the first episodes. You got to save that to the end.
I swear, well, man.
And again, that, you know, he's that he's probably feeling the fatal effects of whatever he's got.
If whatever it's not, he has, yeah.
Yeah, neuromotic syndrome or whatever it was.
Right.
I don't know. David Paymer didn't tell us what it was.
They had a flashback, just in case you forgot the last.
Exactly.
Eight episodes. Exactly. I'm like, do we really need that? It's only 9 episodes. It's not that long ago.
Yeah, we're all hanging on every word, man. You don't have to. You don't have to recap. Yeah. But again, and that's why it's like hokey writing, man. Hokey writing.
The 7 of 9 was there. That was fine.
Well, and obviously she's out in the woods, so you know there's always going to be an opportunity for her to break them out or whatever.
Yeah.
That's fine. Oh, and by the way, once again, Eleanor remains useless.
No, he was there. Yeah. He had his.
I know he's there, but I'm just saying, you know, other than being on the Borg cube and slicing and dicing him for a while, not really. I suppose he's going to probably be part of the cavalry with 7 and break them out, and he'll lop off a few synth heads in the process.
So, how many of the synths are there? About 100 or so?
I don't know. That's a fair guess. No? Sure. Let's say 100.
They just show that little mall plaza. It looks like, you know.
Yeah. All no, I'm out. Saying, why not? Absolutely.
Well, I'm sure a few of them were missing too because they were out doing their modeling gigs. So
yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah, they got to shoot.
Yeah, listen. Can we wrap this up with Picard? I got a vote cover shoot I got to do tomorrow.
Yeah, basically.
I need my sleep.
Yeah. Very weird. You notice the gold makeup only goes down the neck. They didn't really extend it on some of them, anyway.
No, I didn't notice that.
No, some of the other synths came up to talk to her. I was like, oh, look, they didn't want to spend the money to put it down across her chest and her arms and whatever. It was just kind of like in her face.
What I did notice, though, on a couple of the ones that weren't the hotties,
yeah,
one of the guys looked very generic in the same way that the simplistic synths that were working on Mars, because they're not as aware and are sentient as the synth planet ones are. And again, the other thing is, like, couldn't we have gotten some sort of explanation of when back in Measure of a Man, the second season episode where Maddox wants to do this? They're like, no, that's not right. Data's an individual. These synths aren't – they're not Data. I mean, he's trying to get there, but they're not Data. But they still are, like, okay with having this kind of slave labor force of these lesser – since I don't know. I'd like some sort of explanation. We're not going to get one. I'm sure of that.
No, we got another 50 minute episode. You're not going to get much.
No. I mean, it's well, and again, they're not getting in the middle of a battle. Well, that's why I want Admiral FU to be part
she'll
of
be leading the charge.
She'll I don't know. She said
Riker
she's
will be there
fleet.
Too. You'll have
well, that's and done. That's the other thing. Will Riker and Troy show up on a ship?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The last 5 minutes. You get that
I hope so. Yeah, maybe.
You think so?
Yeah.
They made a big deal about this being Picard's adventure. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. I think we saw their little thing, and they're making more pizza with their daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably just hanging back. Well, anyway, as my mom would say, if there's nothing nice you can say, don't say anything at all. And we haven't said anything nice. Well, is there anything you did like besides the swimsuit photo op?
No, pretty much the hotties on the synth planet. That's about
it. That's about it. Yeah.
I'm like, wow, welcome. I'm like, indeed, welcome. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, that's where Mudd got his women from. That's what I'm thinking.
I thought this, dude, when they had them all, I'm glad you said that because that was my initial thought as well. And I wonder, that would be cool. But that's the other thing. Okay, so, like, there's a bunch. That is a possibility. And that would be amazing if they tied it back to.
They're not going to do that.
No. Well, or is V'ger the original Big Bad?
Oh,
because they did say there was something out there that's going to be some intelligence that unites all the synth across the galaxy.
Or if you want another original series episode, Dr. Corey, Nurse Chapel's old boyfriend.
Yeah, that's Roger Corby. Yeah,
Corby with when Ted Cassidy's.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rock, protect. And he's like, the old ones, they created us.
Right.
And we had to wipe out the old ones.
But I think
maybe they're the race.
They're not going to go back that far.
Well, you never know.
Have they ever referred to anything from the original show on this thing? not Next Generation.
I'm trying to think. Probably not. So. Well, the other possibility too is
a triple, maybe.
Yeah. No, that everyone is kind of suspecting that in some way this is going to tie into Discovery.
No.
Well, I'm just saying. It may or may not.
Because
I can see it happening.
Discovery.
That's not. Well, you know that's not true.
No one knows about that because no one talked about it after they left. So Picard and everybody else
would
never know.
Did they go into the future?
Yeah, maybe, and I was going to say maybe
the Discovery shows up to save them.
Well, God forbid. I was thinking more that maybe these are the first steps of the fall of the Federation that seems to be occurring in the future when Discovery shows up 950 years later. But that's my suspicion if they are going to link to Discovery.
Can't they go to the Mirror universe and get the ships they need or something?
Mirror Picard.
Yeah.
Those great J.K. Woodward comic books where...
get the Spock with the beard to show up.
Yeah, they gave Picard a beard too. No, he looks badass as a mirror guy. J.K. did a great job on those comics. All the Star Trek comics that J.K. paints, good Lord, they look like episodes. He is uncanny with his ability to capture those likenesses.
Did you like the acting? Did you like when...
No.
What's the first officer's name?
Raffi?
Yeah, Raffi. When she was that tender moment when she said she loved him.
I love
that
you, good Jail. Acting.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. Walk away.
Yeah. I love you too. He walks away. They're really heartfelt there.
Yeah, it was great.
That
was soap opera shit.
The whole show was soap opera tonight. I was like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
No action. Was there any action?
Yeah, those three ships crashed into the planet.
Yeah, that was a big thing. That was a big moment.
We got a lot of information.
We got more information, but
you know.
And Narek, good Lord, I love you. I love you. Yeah, really? When you killed me with the poison gas? Yeah.
That.
Oh my God, Narek, annoying as hell. You little whiny little bastard.
Now, did I miss something? But how does Soji's sister know Romulan Spock? What did he call him? The guy with the beard.
Yeah, Narek.
How does she know him?
She doesn't.
Well, she came over and I thought they were going to start making out. I was like, what's going on now?
Holden, I think she was just... No, I think she's kind of sadistic and she was...
I think she wanted him for sex before she killed him or something.
That's
like that,
what I thought. She's like, I'll make you wait. I'm like, wait, does she know this guy or something?
No.
Okay.
And she's obviously the twin sister of Jaina or whatever.
Wait a second. So she breaks him out, knowing that his fleet is coming to wipe them out.
Right.
So she's working with the... What's the group there? The Dodge, whatever.
The Jacques Vash.
The Jacques Vash.
Oh, the Jacques Vash, yeah.
So she knows the prophecy.
Right.
Well, she does now, so maybe that's why she's doing this.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sense of this now, because obviously the writers didn't do it clearly enough, and I'm stupid. So I'm like, wait a second now. She broke him out. His fleet's on the way there. She's going to join up with him and his sister to do what exactly?
I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
To fulfill the destiny of their prophecy that
the Sith
will take over the world or the universe.
Which sister broke out Narek and ran away with him? Because it wasn't Gold.
The hot one of the red sarong. I shouldn't say.
Yeah.
That. Oh yeah, the twin of the hottie that.
What? Yeah, was it the twin of the hottie. Yeah, the one that did the mind melt.
Okay. Oh, it was Golden. It was Golden Soji.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Okay, because I thought Golden. I thought Golden Soji was keeping Picard and Agnes prisoners.
She called them for them to be
That's her. That's the same one.
Okay,
yeah, it's the same
so
one.
Who ran off? Who ran, did so? Wait, she didn't run off with Narek. She just let Eric
Romulan Spock. Romulan Spock ran off.
I know he ran off. I was confused with what you guys were saying. I thought you were saying
so she lets him out. And then she goes over and tells Picard that, you know, we're not joining up with you. This is where we start our rebellion.
Right, right.
But why does she let him out?
I don't know.
that's the part I was like, okay, why are you helping that guy? You don't even know that guy.
No. Yeah, it makes sense.
And why are they even keeping him a prisoner? I mean, it...
Right, just kill him. Kill him or don't kill him.
Because it's one thing to kill a man when he's down and wounded, another one when you... Yeah, that whole speech.
Why doesn't that one do a mind melt with that guy and see what he's got going on?
That's another good question. Exactly.
To see who's really telling the truth.
Right.
Because that would make sense.
Once again, the answer is...
Bad writing.
And what, boy, Mitch, you're like wiping up...
I'm telling you, I'm cleaning up. I'm going for Double Jeopardy pretty soon. I'm going to put all the points up, Alex.
It just,
I'm going to say, what is bad writing?
That is correct.
Let's see what you
have. Jesus.
How much money do they spend on this thing? A lot, right?
The show in general?
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, I think a lot of it went to
Picard's salary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, also, they know
that I know how much he gets for conventions, because I can tell you how much he's not cheap anymore. But
anyway. Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. He went up a lot in the last
year. I'm sure he's six figures. Absolutely. And if healthy.
Yes, he is.
I would believe it. Yep. Yeah. No, they were shitting money with Discovery. And Sumner Redstone's daughter took over Viacom and they remerged the two companies again.
Yeah.
And I'm sure now that she's in charge, it's like, okay, you guys are bleeding money. Like, let's, isn't there a way you can make this a little more cost effective? Let's just
build this at a mall and we'll be fine. You know, outdoor mall.
Rob Burnett, who, you know, my YouTube buddy from Free Enterprise, he made a very good point. It's like Rick Berman made 18 years of Star Trek television on budget. And to all of their credit, they also repurposed uniforms and set pieces and things. And this was all built brand new. And I think that's another reason why they're leaning so much on planets that basically look like Pasadena or wherever. And I get that to keep the cost down. But that's the thing, man. It's like, why didn't you hire Rick Berman to say, hey, you can do this and save money? Or, you know, again, Star Trek has always been more about
story.
The philosophical questions rather than the space shots and the big scenes and the crazy sets and everything like that. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's always just been that intellectual question of, well, should people do this or not do that? And there's a little bit of that in there, but not enough. And I think, again, it's just – It's trying to make Star Trek into an action adventure show. Yeah, and Star Trek, that was always like the second paragraph in Star Trek.
That's the J.J. Abrams model.
Yeah. That's Kurtzman is part of Secret Hideout, is a J.J. company, the company that makes it. And
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And Kurtzman is absolutely. And Kurtzman was a J.J. associate, if not disciple. And also, just like Rise of Skywalker, you know, hey, this doesn't make sense. Well, don't worry about it because we're moving on to something else. No time. Keep moving. Yeah. So
I would have been happy with 10 episodes with Patrick Stewart just sitting on a rocking chair and telling stories.
Right. Or going senile and having serious mental problems. And
didn't they approach him a whole bunch of times over the years about doing something?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he always turned them down until now.
Right.
I don't know. Well, paycheck.
Well, I think
that's not true.
It's a combination.
Well, yeah, I mean, paycheck, but he could get another paycheck.
Is he a producer on this show?
He's got a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he? Okay. Yes, whenever I see the executive producers, I go, okay, who's that? What check?
Well, that's money. Mm-hmm. That's like William Peterson with CSI.
Right.
You know, he's like, wow, this is like not only a great role, but this is going to be a great investment if the show takes off. And it did. And he's like, guess what? I'm not working anymore. What
now? Approached him with the story idea? Or how do you go back and CBS said, hey, let's do this, this pay-per-view. I don't know even what the hell they call it anymore. This on-demand network.
Yes. Well, streaming and everything.
Streaming. Just like they started the UPN network, they had Voyager because they knew that would bring a lot of Star Trek people. They said, if we bring this Star Trek show on, the Discovery's not working, but if we bring Picard, we're going to get all the old time fans to come and watch you.
And I don't know if, but also, you know, he says it was Kurtzman, Akiva Goldsmith, and, Chabon. That came to him with the story, and he's like, "Well, that's interesting." And it's, well, of course, tied to a really big check. Well, now it's really interesting. Keep talking.
Maybe there's a big payoff in episode 10 that will all just fall down and go, wow, it was worth getting there.
But I certainly hope so. I don't believe that's going to happen, but I certainly hope so.
Aren't you the optimist, huh?
I'm glad. I mean, again, I just like I told Slot last night, every week I'm hoping for the best. but it's just like, all right. And I mean, there's always a little something that I like. Half of this is comedy.
If you were Italian, you would go into hoping for, you expecting the worst.
Sure.
So if a little bit doesn't happen like you expected, and it's actually not as bad as you thought, then you're okay with that could have been a lot worse.
Well, that's why, right. 7 and 8. I mean, it was I said, it was great seeing Riker and Troy.
Yeah.
So I was okay with that. And
even if it was just for a little pizza party.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's why that was a good one, because they had pizza.
But at least as opposed to Data's dreams, it was a full hour with them.
So after it's over, I watched it first thing in the morning. After it's done, took a shower. I'm thinking, after I got that shower, going, wow, you could have done this in 2 episodes. If this was the old show,
you could have
wrapped this whole story up in 2 episodes. Picard meets Data's daughter. He has to find out where she's from. He has to get a crew. He goes out there. They meet the Borg, and they end up on a planet. It's almost like the time. Remember when Hugh was it Lore? They had that whole thing where Lore was on his own planet. And he was ruling the Borg.
Yeah, Descent. The start of the seventh season.
That was a 2-episode story. Had better special effects and sets, but that I don't know.
Just I agree.
They could pull that off in 2 shows.
Well, and again, it's half. I mean, that's I've seen other. Critics say that this
dragging
is
dragging us out.
Yeah, well, and also that it's kind of a rewrite of Descent, that same story.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like whatever.
That's where I
why
saw
are,
this before. Yeah. Okay.
Why that are the sense. What are the Romulans doing? Why are they doing the reclamation? Why were they reviving these Borg? And
why did the Federation let them have that cube?
Well,
was that in?
No, wait a minute. No, I think it was found in Romulan territory because they went and tried to assimilate Romulans, and then it short-circuited because there were Jat Vash. I have no idea. Again, still hasn't been explained. But more importantly, why are they – because they weren't just – the drones on the cube were not just Romulans. They called them the Nameless. It's like – so what is the point of this – reclamation? Are they just harvesting Borg implants like the gangster was on Vegas Planet?
I told you maybe they want to start their own army and they needed to somehow tap into Borg technology, and once they could do that, the Romulans can then activate thousands of drone troops around the galaxy if they want. Maybe they can rule the Borg. Maybe they want to become the new Borg queen. Maybe that's what it is. So,
but doesn't that fly in the face of the Romulans that are part of the Jat Mitzvah?
They don't want to touch the synths,
right? So isn't that a conflict of? I mean, because they're still cybernetic.
Why would you be ripping those implants out of what was his name? ETAP, the guy's
ETAP. ETAP.
Why would you be ripping that out? And
in that case, there was the gangster, and supposedly Borg implants are very evil. So is that why is that why the Romulans were doing it?
I don't know.
I understand. Well, again, that's why I'm asking.
No, but I'm saying none of us know. I don't think they know. I honestly don't think the writers.
But that's what I mean. It's like you're spending endless. And again, to go through all of these machinations of having this Borg cube and reclaiming these people and the Federation. Yes. There's just too many moving parts, and there's no explanation of why and where they went. And what happened? And I don't understand.
Did they tell you where they found that Borg cube? Was it after Voyager? Okay. So all the Borg cubes that were in space at that point just stopped working.
Oh, no. I disagree. No.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Was there more than one?
Of course there's more than one. But all Voyager did was blow up that conduit and the several. I mean, it wasn't like there were 1,000 Borg cubes, or all the Borg cubes were chasing Voyager back to the Alpha Quadrant. There were several, but I think it sealed up that particular conduit, as I understood it.
Right.
It didn't totally solve the Borg problem. It just solved Voyager's problem, and Voyager got home. And also, when they collapsed the wormhole that it obviously crushed all those cubes that were following him. But it wasn't every cube. I mean, that's a great, I still say Voyager had an excellent finale. And when they get to that big ass space station with all the various gateways and stuff, and you see those cubes just kind of trucking back and forth like a bunch of semis.
By the way, was that the planet that was in the middle of the eight suns?
Where Voyager was and everything?
No, I'm talking about the one where Picard landed.
Yes.
That was it?
Yeah, I believe
maybe
so.
Maybe it really wasn't suns like a physical gas giant. Maybe it was Dr. Noonien's sun, and it's surrounded by eight suns. Wow, I'm on a ledge here, aren't I?
I'm confused. Was that the planet with the eight suns, or was Raffi talking about a different one?
I don't know. When it was at night, and they looked up and they saw the two moons. I'm like, okay, is that the place that they talked about?
Well, but but I understand what Frank was asking because, yeah, that's the planet that Soji remembers.
Right.
But is that's not necessarily – the Jad Vash were on a different planet with the
lava thing?
With the energy railing that they were all like hanging out, which why it was shaped like that, I have no idea.
Okay.
That makes no sense. It's like they went to IKEA and got an energy railing or something.
Soji – her memory is looking up at night and seeing these two moons in the sky.
Right.
So that's the planet they're on.
Well, no, it's definitely the planet that Soji is from.
But that's not the one that the Jad Vash said have eight suns as a warning. That's not it.
I suppose. Yeah, you're right. I guess that is it. I guess so. No, you're right. That is. That's the old one's planet. So then
how could you have a planet in the middle of eight suns?
I know.
First of all, you can't put.
Did we talk about this last time?
Okay. How do they drag all the stars to form
it's
the
a Dyson sphere?
I love the Dyson sphere. That's fantastic.
That guy just died too. The one that came up.
Freeman Dyson really just died. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, like a week ago. I was like, I know that guy when Star Trek actually used to teach you stuff.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I have but one I of his vacuum cleaners.
I guess they first.
I loved it when he invented the Terminator.
There's a first season episode where they describe an ancient race. It's when they introduced the Ferengi.
The original show.
Let me finish. that they have the power to drag suns around.
Okay. The people on the original show that were the big glowing ball things? Remember? They took over Kirk's body.
Oh, yeah, the Sargon and all those guys. Yeah.
But they said they were from a race that created everything. They created all the different alien races.
Yes.
So is that who they're talking about?
I don't know. I guess maybe we'll find out next week. I mean,
remember that episode of Next Generation where they said there's a similar DNA strand in all the different alien races? Remember that one? Where they're all one big family?
This archaeology professor.
Yeah.
The guy who's still alive, Norman Lloyd, 103 or 104 years old.
Oh, that's when Picard went to get that valuable artifact that they just threw to the ground in Generations.
Red Letter Media does great, very funny reviews of all the movies and TV stuff. And they keep showing that scene after at Generations when he sees where he is the shell of that artifact. And if you go back to that episode, it's like, Will, this is 12,000 years old. This is an ancient artifact. And he sees it in his office and it's just like, he drops it, literally drops it, and they keep putting like the shattering glass sound effect. It's like
piece of crap.
Oh well.
Spot still two an artifact, kind of cool.
Jean-Luc. I'm sure a museum would like. All right, never mind.
Here's one for you. How do they know about Spot?
That's a very good question. I don't know. Unless Maddox he's in contact. The great thing is, there's only the one episode where Maddox is on camera, but then there's that episode, Data's Day.
Oh, he talks about Spot.
Yeah, Data's writing letters to Maddox.
Okay.
Like, kind of explaining his day-to-day life and everything to him.
So they make cats because she said it's artificial.
Right.
It's because they stole that from Blade Runner. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically,
when the cat showed up, I thought it was a glitch in the Matrix, basically.
I was looking for the cat's butthole that they digitally took out, like the Cats musical.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, it's now become a combination of Blade Runner, Lord of the Rings, Star Trek,
Battlestar Galactica, Cats,
And what other movie can we
Battlestar recall? Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica.
The you know, Descent two-parter from
just next put spring. It in a blender.
Yeah.
Puree.
Well, and
what?
The video game. Dead Effect or something? After Effect?
I don't know.
You know what it's called? I'm not a gamer, but everyone says that the whole like ancient beings worried about androids and synths taking over society. It's After Effect 3 or something like that.
Yeah, there's a game called After Effect.
Yeah, yeah. And that it's totally the storyline from After Effect 3. And apparently Kurtzman is like a fiend about like stealing ideas from video games.
Oh, Jesus.
And again, exactly, man. Well, and again, Star Trek used to like lead the way and people imitated Star Trek. And now it's still, oh, now we got to make it more relevant. And how are you going to do that? By copying other things. Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, they're not going to know. Okay, the audience is too old to play video games. They won't know this.
So stupid. All right.
But you're going to watch. How many more hours is it? How many more hours is it until next week's episode?
Well, that's the most annoying thing is we're all going to watch.
Yeah, it is. Like a freaking rat in a cage and addicted to that little bottle with the water in it. Come on. I need more water.
Yeah. Rats in a cage.
My son and also a hamster years ago. That's what it's like. It's just on a wheel going around. No, going nowhere. Just running around.
How long is it going to take before they make the announcement of the next episode?
What do you mean?
Or the next series. Season? The next series.
Well, they already did, though, because they it's been all over the place that they've already greenlit a second.
No. I mean Discovery starting up.
They'll probably make the announcement after Picard ends.
Yeah.
Well, of course. But I wonder, are we going to have to wait until, because it'll be the end of March when it wraps up. So will it be, and we won't hear about it till, won't debut till May, won't debut till June?
I think they'll hold, now considering the situation.
Right, the virus, I don't know.
They'll hold off on that, because what do they got in the can after this? Nothing, so.
This and they got Discovery, and they've got the animated show. And I don't know how far they've gone on the animated show, but I know they've been working it.
I think they'll hold off. I mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Winter Soldier,
and also,
that TV show got pulled.
Which one?
Falcon and Winter Soldier. That Marvel, they were filming that in overseas. I can't remember in Europe, but they halted production a couple weeks ago because of
Corona. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I didn't hear that. Wow.
No, they were almost done with it. But where the hell are they? One of those, like, Romania countries.
Yeah, like Bulgaria or whatever.
Yeah, but they said they had to stop production.
Sure.
But now everything's grounded to a halt.
Right,
so I don't
think they're
going to finish. It's only 6 episodes.
That's how long it was going to be? Or yeah. they had made 6 and they stopped?
No, it was a 6-episode show that was going to be in August. But
interesting.
You know, and Black Widow's off the schedule. So
yeah, that I do.
A domino effect because they all tied into each other. You know?
Right, yeah.
I understand. Well, the other thing, too, is and they've got enough inventory, and I don't know, and obviously I don't know how they can operate to make it happen, but eventually Paramount, now that Paramount and CBS are one company again, I know they're going to have a different streaming thing, and I could easily see All Access going away and folded into this new Paramount CBS streaming thing. I think it's just like I'm waiting for DC Universe to be folded into HBO Max. And also, is HBO Max still going to debut in May like it was supposed to?
Well.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Any final thoughts? Any last moments of anger or pleasantness?
No.
Kind of. That was the only thing I had to look forward to, really, was waking up today and watching this. I mean,
I forgot all about it until you texted me, because my
knees were all screwed
up. Well,
the scary thing is? I don't know about you. Well, you guys, you're school teaching and keep track of, but the last couple of days I've been waking up, I literally get up and I take a moment to figure out what day it is. I'm like, what day is it today? Because they're all blended into each other right now.
No, I get it. No, and that's why you got to do what you can to stay active and productive. And that's honestly, that's why I've been cranking out the podcast.
I got one going out tomorrow too, but I'm like running out of stuff. But hey, keep them busy, I guess.
Yeah. you and Jerry are recording tomorrow?
Oh, no, I had one ready to go anyway, just in case we didn't get together this week. So I'll use that one. And then next week, he even said we'll just, you know, Skype each other and record.
Good. I was going to ask. Okay, yeah. Good. Good.
He's only like two miles from my house, but he doesn't want to really, you know, go out much. So I get
My, you know, a couple of my buddies and stuff, it's like I was a good buddy that lives in my neighborhood. Yeah. We were going to get together and it's like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't. And it's like, sure, no problem.
No, I get it.
You know, absolutely.
They even closed the playground across the street from me. It's a grammar school, elementary school. And there's basketball courts. There's four basketball hoops. And my kids would go out there at night and just shoot some hoops to, you know, break up the day.
Sure.
But the park ranger came by and put signs up everywhere saying, you know, courts closed. Do not go over here. I'm like, okay. They weren't playing a game. They were by themselves.
No, but still.
The ball, but still, I get it.
Yeah. You know, you got to discourage those spring break kids and everything from something stupid. All right, gents. Well, thank you, Mitch. I appreciate you coming on. And
thanks for having me. I wish we could have had more fun talking about something we liked instead of just being like, this sucked.
Plan on, you know, Mitch, and I've been saying this on all my podcasts, eventually I'm going to do some trivia contests. And okay. I think you'd be a fine a candidate as a contestant. And we'll at the very least do that. Or if not, we'll just do what we always do and just talk about old TV and movies.
You guys should just get together and come up with your nicknames for characters and then have people guess who the hell you're talking about.
Who is Romulan Alfred? Thank you.
Yeah. I miss Hazel. I miss those two. What are those guys up to?
They're still doing Irish idioms for beginners because what the shite?
Oh, I told you, I love that he was a paranoid lunatic with guns under all his tables at his house. And Riker's got the shields up around his house in case there's, like, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses knocking on his door or something. I'm like, what is he worried about?
Well, but again, woods. At least Riker name checks that, like, we've had some trouble with some Zindi Raiders lately.
Yeah, okay.
That's
okay.
Well, all the secure.
All right.
So well, that was cool with that. All right, boys. Good job. Thanks, we'll wrap up here and we'll see what happens next week. But thanks for playing.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. I might not be on next week because I just may be so pissed off.
What? I can appreciate that.
It's so near the end. You can't stop now.
Exactly. You got to finish it, Francis.
Yeah. I will.
All right.
Top to bottom, buddy.
All right. Thanks for playing. We'll talk.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye.